Listening to this Fifi, Fev and Byron catch up feels like a holiday for your ears. To feel like you're on holidays all the time, to feel like you're living in a resort every day, visit mandalayliving.com.au.
Not a good day in a family, a very famous Australian family that you wouldn't know much. You wouldn't know much about them, but you'd be very familiar with this man and his television shows. He's the late, great Reg Grundy. He's a multimillionaire. He died back in May at the age of 92. And was considered the king of TV because he created Neighbours. He's We're really our former it. Boss.
Yeah. Wow. That's a long bow, but yes.
No, it's not.
The Young Doctors, Sons and Daughters, lots of incredibly iconic television series. Anyway, he passed away, and unfortunately, and this is often the case, when a very rich person passes away, relatives pop up and say, where's my cut?
Oh, when there's a will, there's a relative.
Fev, what a brilliant saying. Did you just come up with that?
Yeah, classic saying.
Well, okay, this is unfortunate because his wife, Joy, she has inherited, he was believed to have been worth $715 million.
Cool.
It's just eye-watering money, isn't it? Anyway, his daughter from his first marriage has decided, no, not happy with how the money was distributed in his will, so she's going to court to get a fairer share. Her name is Kim Grundy. She was born Kim Grundy. She has since changed her name to Viola LaVallette.
What?
Viola LaVallette. What a great name.
I thought once there's a will... Just say he's done his will. Like, how can she go to court and change? That was his wish.
Did you not like Viola LaVallette?
Yeah.
He's moving on from the name very quickly into the legal aspects.
Yeah. And you changed your name, so you obviously don't like you don't like Reg's last name. So why should you be granted his money when you don't even have a share of his last name?
Okay,
because you didn't want that.
To answer your question, because my dad's a lawyer. He does wills and estates, and he explains this to me often. Mm. So it's never even your will. You could leave a will. You could sign it. Have it witnessed by people, it can still be challenged and a judge might go, I agree.
Why do it
so,
then?
I don't get it either. But
waste of money.
This is the shame is fallouts happen in families and sometimes you can see them happening. I've got a girlfriend and she's worried about when her parents pass because she thinks she and her siblings are going to fight. And I've even said to her, can't you somehow talk to your parents now before – because – people lose relatives. They lose, the fighting that can go on. In fact, 131060, have you had a big fallout over a will? Are you maybe not talking to relatives?
I'd leave all my kids a mil each, or maybe 2 mil, and then chuck the rest on Winks.
What,
just go out just before I die. Bang.
Oh, okay.
Just load up.
All right.
And if it wins, they can share whatever and just go out with one big bang.
Okay. I don't think Alex would want to hear that.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
And we're here to talk about in-family fighting. It's really unfortunate, but when somebody passes away and you would hope that in that moment of passing that everybody's focused on the life of the loved one that's been lost, but it can quickly head into the courtroom when there's a dispute over a will. Now, television king Reg Grundy, you may not know him, but he was the creator of Neighbours, the Sons and Daughters, the Young Doctors, big shows back in the 70s and 80s and 90s. Anyway, he passed away recently and his wife and his daughter are in court fighting over $715 million.
Daughter from another marriage?
Yeah, from his first marriage, Viola LaVallette.
Did she get any money, the ex-wife?
Well, they've not been specific on how much money has been, how the money's been distributed.
Because she would have been around for most of his business days.
The first wife?
Yeah.
I think the first wife might have been off the scene quite early.
Oh, well,
I know, because Joy, she used to be on Neighbours.
Oh, wow.
She used to come in as, I think she was... Jim Robinson's wife.
Well, there we go. Gee.
Lots of information that I know that nobody needs to know. I don't know why I know it. But you'd think when you got 715 mil, just be happy with what you got. Yeah. It's more than most of us live off.
Throw 50 my way and you can keep 680 and we're all good.
But we've just said where there is a will, there is always a relative that pops up. Unfortunately, infighting family happens and it happens here in our very own wonderful city, Melbourne. Tina in Ringwood. Hi, Tina.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good, Tina. Now, this is a bit of a shame. Is your family fighting over a will at the moment?
We've just finished fighting over it.
What happened?
So my grandmother passed away and my mum is one of four sisters and the will was split 50% to one sister and the other percentage was to the other girl.
And the girls split up?
Yeah, so there's four girls. Right. And one of the girls decided to contest it, feeling that it wasn't fair that it wasn't split equally between them all.
Mm.
And it went to court about 12 months later. The one sister that was getting 50% ended up getting the whole lot.
Whoa. What was the judge reasoning for that?
She doesn't own her own property and she doesn't have as much of an asset as the other girls.
Wow. And that's obviously why your grandmother did that, because she needed more help. Is that why?
Correct.
Oh,
well, that backfired. So you don't know if you think you're going to go and get more, you might actually end up getting less.
17.5% they were pushing for, or they were given, and then they've lost the lot.
Well, that's fair enough. If someone's struggling and the grandma left 50%, good.
Yeah.
If I was one of the sisters, I'd be going, that's great. Now set yourself up. I've got enough. Well, I don't need to take...
Tina, thank you for calling us and sharing the story. Yeah, no, it's a tough one because Tina's mum...
There's always enough for everyone.
Yeah, but thank you for sharing the
story. Share it around. David in Mill Park. Hi, David.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Yeah, good, David. Have you will this happen in your family where you've fallen out over monies and will?
Well, it's not happened yet, but it is going to, we think. So what happened was my grandmother died as well not too long ago, and she made sure that in her will, because my dad is also a lawyer, he made sure in the will that everything that she wanted to belong to us became ours. And now, because he was a primary carer for her, all my cousins and aunties and uncles never did anything. Mm. And now on her deathbed, they've all popped up coming out of the woodworks trying to, you know, get a piece.
Oh. It's such a shame, isn't it? It shows that true human nature that if you can't be there for a dying elderly relative and yet you just come out when the money's being dished out, it's
yuck.
It's not pleasant.
And David's not his real name. He's going by an alias there. But
no, David, that's a tough one.
Jeez. Do you want to get your parents?
Was it
your dad that's the lawyer?
Interest. My dad is a lawyer. Yeah. Do you two expect to be in my will? Because do you want me to give you the honest truth now about how that's going to pan out?
Right.
All I know is that any of my relatives passed away, that'd be we'd be fighting over mixed lollies.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Guys, I feel like I've got to let one of my babies go.
You've only got one.
No, not that, baby. No, one of my mouths to feed, though. It's I'm worried that I have badly neglected something that I used to consider. I used to love it. I used to get really into it and engage with it. Mm-hmm. And now it just sits there on my phone staring at me, that little white bird with the blue background.
Oh, Twitter?
Twitter.
I had no idea where you were going.
I know you didn't. I got you there eventually, though. Yeah, Twitter. I'm not tweeting. I haven't tweeted. I thought about this the other day. Somebody mentioned a tweet, and I went...
A what?
A tweet.
No, you said a what.
A what?
You'd forgotten.
No, somebody mentioned it. That was nearly who's on first base. Somebody mentioned a tweet they'd seen, and I thought to myself, there was a day when I would have clicked my Twitter app like 100 times just to check what's happening in the news, what are people talking about. And I go weeks without clicking on Twitter and
I'm
feel guilty. I was just looking at when I last actually tweeted, and I've done a couple of retweets just to promote shows. Like I had the beautiful Ricky Lee. She was on Boxed In a few weeks ago. I retweeted her tweet, didn't even bother doing my own. Have you been paying attention? I've retweeted a few of those from the episodes I was on. But really, I've given it nothing. I often, if I'm uploading to Instagram, because I'm an Insta girl.
Everyone's on Instagram now. I think this is the problem for Twitter, is everyone's on Insta. No one's on Twitter.
But you know what I thought? And I'm
without
one...
being heaps sexist.
Yeah.
I think Twitter's more for girls.
What?
Because they promote all their branding and healthy living and cleaning. Like, it's... A lot of girls, like me, is prevalent on it. Doesn't
on Twitter.
Do Twitter.
No, we're Insta's more for girls.
Mean
you mean?
I just said.
No, you said Twitter. Twitter. That's right. You meant Insta, yeah. And we'd agree with you.
Yeah, Insta and males more on Twitter.
Right. Okay. Well, that's an interesting gender specification. I hadn't even thought about that, but you may be right.
Because I like Twitter a lot, but
see,
Alex doesn't tweet. Mia doesn't tweet. None of my family tweet.
Fev, I'm going to give it one last shot. I'm going to give this a red hot go. In fact, I'm going to say this, and I'm making a public declaration, so I follow through. For the next 24 hours...
Be careful.
I know.
Hang on. Do you want to think about it first?
No.
Okay, go.
I don't always... Like, I'm not a good goal-oriented person, so if I don't achieve this goal, I won't really let myself down because I fail at most things. But here's my my ambitious goal for today.
Because you haven't tweeted, I'll just check, Faith, you haven't tweeted, other than a link to your Instagram, you haven't tweeted since the 25th of October last year, and it was a plug for Brooke Butler's arriving on Ramsey Street. That's the last time you tweeted. So you haven't tweeted for over a year.
Okay, so here we go. I am committing for the next 24 hours, I'm going to be a tweeting maniac. I am going to give this a red hot go. So, and here's something, I'm going to put this out there. I'm going to reply to as many tweets as I can.
Oh, wow.
Far out.
Why would you say that?
Well, okay, acknowledge or reply.
Fifi underscore box.
Give you a love heart.
At Fifi underscore box. Everyone needs to get around this and make her regret saying that.
Let's see. Because and then by this time tomorrow, I'll tell you whether or not I'm on or off Twitter. If it didn't work for me and I didn't enjoy it, I won't do it again.
You've also got to tweet something, Fief. You got to tweet.
Oh, okay.
What are you going to tweet?
Okay, I'll do a tweet right now. Hang on.
Fief, what should she write?
Do you know what? I'm not kidding. I've forgotten how to tweet. Which do you press?
Did you just get one?
Hang on. I can't even figure it out. Has anyone tweeted you? It's all changed.
Check your mentions.
Go to your mentions and see if anyone's tweeted
you. Oh, my mentions, but just, I don't need to know all that. Okay, here we go. Oh, yeah.
I just
got, Nick Troy. Hi, Nick. He said, let me be your first tweet. So there you go. But the second one's from Brendan Favola with an official tick, so it must be the real Fev. You're a real loser. But can I just point out, he wrote your Y-O-U-R.
Yeah,
so who's the real loser?
You know what I do to that? They've got Twitter police. They're actually Twitter police.
Yeah.
I would block you if you said anything to me in that about how I've spelt something. You'll be... Whoa.
So you're going to block Fev?
No, if she wrote something like, you spelt your wrong, you moron. See ya.
Well, here we go. Guys, I'll just do my very first tweet for a year. What should it be? Actually, 131060. Does anyone
want
to
ask people what they want you to tweet?
What should she tweet? All right.
What should I tweet?
131060.
Blake, I'm hungry and I want to rap.
I already had chocolate.
Okay, let's see. What should she tweet? Her first tweet in over a year.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Well, look, let's face it. A lot of people are on Instagram now. It's pretty much the thing. Twitter, is anyone still on it? Fief hasn't been on Twitter. She actually hasn't tweeted for over a year. Like, she's done the odd retweet and stuff, but she haven't actually tweeted to everyone for over a year.
I know, and I said this morning, I'm nearly about to give up. My little icon, the birdie, just looks at me every day and I never click it. I don't even bother opening it anymore. So for the next 24 hours, I'm going to be active on Twitter. And okay. I've already replied to everyone who sent me a message. It's quite exhausting. I can barely get anything else done.
And the fact that you just wrote cheers with beers, that's made me feel sick.
Why? What's wrong with that?
When was the last time you had a white cold one?
Oh, no, because I wrote...
You've just written two...
You've never said that.
Yeah, two beers.
Anyone?
At Barbellini said to me, hey, Fifi Box, cheers. And I wrote back, cheers with...
Two beers.
Yeah.
little emojis on there.
Wine glasses. Guys, I'm working at a fast pace here. I'm replying furiously.
This is the last time you went on to your bio. This is your bio. Radio and television presenter, the Fifi in the Fifi and Dave show. That was 400 names ago. The branding's changed a lot since then.
Guys, Sarah from Warrandyte has an idea for your first actual tweet. I know there's been the odd reply, but Sarah has an idea for what you could actually tweet as your first mass tweet.
I'm about to do this. So are we all locked in? So I'm going to write whatever Sarah suggests.
Okay.
Before hi, guys.
Hey, Sarah and Warrandyte.
What was that first?
Just before Sarah's goes, what's thank you?
Did I write thank you?
I'm just asking. You just picked me up. I'm on yours and your and
did
your.
Did I do a typo?
Just a T-H-A-V-K.
Oh, sorry. I'm not sure. Typing furiously.
That's a shame.
Okay, Sarah in Warrandyte. Hello.
Yeah.
Sarah, you officially get to write my first tweet in a year.
Oh, my God. I think you should write, I'm back, bitches.
Get it ready.
That's it, please.
Shall I do it in capitals?
Yeah, do it in caps.
And put
yes.
Do I do biatches? Like, well, how do I write it?
Just do it
and
now.
Can you please put, get around me, bitches, I'm back, hashtag, boxed, do something with Boxy. Boxy's right. Back or something.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Well, look, we often, of recent times over the last few years, we've talked about nanny states, and that's something that often gets written up in editorials in the newspaper. But, and I want to preface this by saying I am absolutely all for non-discrimination in schools, in workplaces. I want my daughter coming into this world and growing up into a very safe environment as a woman, but more so gender aside, just as a human being, I believe in respecting people of whatever their age is, whatever their race is, whatever their sexuality. Respect, love, compassion, these are all important things that we need to teach our kids and move forward and let them grow up and run this world and make it a fair world. Then there are... I believe that sometimes we go a step too far. Now, a group of high-powered male executives are working with the Federal Sex Discrimination Commissioner, Kate Jenkins. Now, they've all sat down, I imagine, in a boardroom, and they've discussed the challenges Australian bosses are facing, cracking down on crude, cruel and thoughtless acts. Now, horrible things happen in workplaces. I remember 10 years ago when we were finding out what was happening in a lot of industries for young apprentices. What was that? Oh, I can't even remember the term they use. You know, when there's that sort of initiation process.
Oh, and yeah, you go through, you have to, yeah, well, I had that when I was at footy club.
Yeah, but see, I don't actually agree with that. Yeah, I think that's horrible that what young guys and girls go through.
So that's way over the line.
That's way over the line, yep. And that needs to be cracked down.
It's the same as it, in America and the unis.
Yeah, that horrible
they go
stuff.
Through a, yeah.
So systematic bullying, absolutely cracking down.
Yep.
Now, they are suggesting that employers should not laugh at sexist jokes, should speak up when men speak over women, and stop the discussion of appearances in the workplace. Now, how on earth is that ever going to be implemented? So that means we're not... how do you control what people laugh or not laugh at? The fact that men should not speak up when a woman is speaking.
Your Twitter notifications
are going off, or turn my phone on silent. What about when women speak over men? See, this is the dangerous field we're going into. There is even everyday sexism. They're saying this is the problem. The little things said or done in a moment, often not ill-intended. Well, then there's no problem there. Little things get said in moments that you... Honestly, people are going to be too scared to talk at work.
100%.
This moves the line way further down.
It's going too far. I love when I walk in here and someone goes, "Whoa, geez, you look good today." There's a CEO of a company that I read yesterday that he said to a lady, "Geez, you look lovely today." She said that's sexual harassment. Sorry, what?
Oh, man, it's a tough...
I cop that in here every day.
I know. I mean, when I walked in this morning, Fev, and you were like lying spread-eagled on that massive beanbag...
Never
can't even
better.
Say anything. I just can't say anything.
That's harassment.
I can't speak for...
What about something basic, Fief, like if I call you dull or babe?
They're saying this. Being called love is now a no-no. Like, you call me
so
dull
all
the time.
Straight to HR.
I always call people honey. I can't say
yeah,
that anymore.
I like honey and I like dull, but when you go, hey, love, I reckon that's...
Sounds a bit condescending.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't like that word.
But now here we are arguing...
That's just my point of view.
But
doesn't
see,
mean
I
it's
agree.
Right or wrong.
But the person, see, I just think this is, I mean, when you bring it down to this level of just banter in the office that's not ill-intended, I mean, if you can't walk into an office and say to somebody, "Oh, you look great today," is it worth
it's
going?
It's ridiculous.
We can't go down this path. I strongly believe this is going far too far. 131060, what would be interesting is finding out how this is being reflected in Melbourne at the moment. Have you encountered this in the workplace? Have you had a warning? Have you been dismissed? Have you been pulled aside for something that you thought was quite harmless that now you're being told? I mean, to say, and I'm going to read it again, you should not laugh at a joke that's considered sexist.
Gee, that's tough.
That makes me, I've got to sit here and think twice about laughing. You know, Fev, you often say things, and now I don't know whether I'm allowed to laugh at them.
Oh, do you laugh? I'm heaps funny.
Yeah, but you might say something that's considered sexist, but in the moment I laugh and then I regret it because it's offended somebody.
I only bag Byron, and it's pretty
funny. Well, that's bullying. No, it's not.
13,
I actually
10,
don't.
60.
I like when he does it, so. But again, he could be fired for that.
131060, is this going too far?
We're all getting
or
fired.
Maybe you actually agree. Maybe this is. Maybe you think this is a good thing, and
yep.
I just think we'll all end up not talking in workplaces. It's bad enough we're all on social media and
if
not talking.
If we can't talk, we're stuffed.
We are screwed.
I mean, what about all those little videos you like to show us in the studio? Can't do that anymore.
No, definitely can't.
Well, so put a place on.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Phones are busy, Fifi.
Federal Sex Discrimination Commissioner Kate Jenkins is cracking down on workplaces. There's a specific... attention being drawn to what they're calling the little things that are set in the moment in a workplace, or not ill-intended, but how they're affecting everybody. So I want to make this really clear. I am absolutely all for the crackdown on systematic bullying, racism, sex discrimination, all these issues, age discrimination. Everybody should be treated fairly and with respect. But I think when you start telling people that they're not allowed to laugh at a crude joke that somebody tells, or you're not allowed to give someone a compliment, because I might laugh in a moment and then I go, oh gosh, oh, I shouldn't have laughed at that joke because it was inappropriate. But in the moment, the person who told the joke, if that was fair in that moment, he didn't mean to offend.
Hey, love, why are you saying that about me?
See?
I just laughed at that. I could get fired for laughing at that.
I like terms of affection. And I think we need to be really clear about this, because I do think men get, there's a crackdown on men, but women do it too. So, for instance, you call me Darl and you call people around the office Darl, Byron. I call people honey.
Yep.
So we have to stop that.
No, you say, honey.
Honey, can you please help me? I do it with that sweet tone, hoping someone will really help me. But to not be able to, if somebody comes in on a nice spring morning in a lovely floral dress and I want to say, oh, Caitlin, you look great today. Caitlin doesn't often wear floral dresses, but I have to not say that, because that could be considered sex discrimination, because I'm saying that she looks nice in a dress.
Impossible to police. And all the things you said, big picture, everyone's going to be on the same page in terms of bullying. But when you start pushing that line way, way further down to the point of whether you chuckle at something that might be offensive, I reckon it just gets too hard.
You can't stop. You cannot. I mean, we cannot police this. It seems unmanageable. But we have said, has anybody received warnings, been reprimanded for something that they thought was inoffensive? And we've got Karen from Endeavour on the line. Hi, Karen.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good, Karen. How do you feel about this crackdown on just what seemingly are innocent comments in a workplace?
I think it's political correctness going overboard.
Yeah, we tend to agree with you, Karen. Have you got examples of it?
I work in a bank and I often call customers up and I'll say, come forward, Darl, how are you today, sweetie? Or come forward, love. Or, now, to me, I'm treating them personally. I'm showing respect to them. Yep. Would you prefer, hey, you, come forward?
Well, you're showing warmth as well, Karen. I mean, I like affectionate terms. I'm someone who uses affectionate terms, and now maybe our boss will pull me into the office and say, Fee, just stop with those names. They're a bit too affectionate. Oh.
Yeah, I think if someone that works at a bank can't call a customer sweetheart, or this just seems a bit, it's total overreaction, surely.
But also it can affect people's personalities. See, I'd love to go into Karen's bank. I love that. I love it when someone speaks to me like that.
Mm.
And that might be Karen's personality. And then she has to start changing her personality and becoming a bit colder and a bit indifferent. Whew. Tamara in Tiny Bay. Hi, Tamara.
Hi, how you going?
Good. Where's Tiny Bay?
Near Phillip Island.
I basically live at Phillip Island. How do I not know Tiny
it's
Bay?
It's absolutely beautiful down here.
Whoa, what a lovely part of the world you're in.
Is it real tiny? What is it?
Yeah, really tiny. You've got one street to get in here and you've got to go back out the same way.
Oh, gee.
Well, we'll try to. Well, now we've drawn too much attention to
it,
you're
going
to get flooded. Tamara, where do you stand on this? Do you think this is political?
I'm normally working in a butcher's shop. I've just got a little one at home, so I'm not at the moment. But look, I think it goes both ways as well, Fee. Bloody, you know, women are always making comments about males. Police officers, if they see a hot police officer walking down the street, you comment, don't you? You see, it's just women really are just going overboard with all of this.
Well, totally agree. Tamara, we were only mentioning this in the studio, and we won't name names, but we were at a meeting recently where a female in this office was talking about, oh, look at this sex pot. Oh, look at these.
One of the young male salesmen.
And everyone in the room laughed.
They were talking about the guy on air.
It was about Fev. But everyone laughed in the room. But if that had been a male sales executive doing that, it would have been, oh, the shock,
yep,
the horror. So I agree. There is absolutely double standards. All of this is at play. And it's interesting, isn't it? Because you said this before, Fev. For instance, the Harvey Weinstein story comes out and there are legitimate claims of rape and sexual harassment and assault, which absolutely are criminal offences and need to be addressed. But then it's like everything's been flushed, brought to the surface. And some of
everything snowballs like a plague because no one's dealt with it for the last 10 years and just let little things go.
And now, big things go too.
And then big things. And then now all of a sudden one big thing happens to some big dog in Hollywood. So everyone goes, okay, well, let's just go bang. And it'll go down to the littlest tiny thing of Matt. Byron going, Dale to you, and someone ringing up going, well, he shouldn't be calling you Dale.
Well, see, if you walk as a woman, and I know this and I've seen this in our office, if there's a girl who's been at the gym, one of the boys will go, whoa, you're looking fit, you've worked out.
Right.
I don't think he can say that anymore under this.
Well, actually, Steve, this will be interesting because we have an HR professional on the line here who could probably shed more light on this.
Hi, Angelique.
Hi there, Fifi. How are you?
Yeah, really good, Angelique. That's now, a you work name. In. It is a beautiful name.
Do you know
name.
That Savannah Brown's real name?
Did not know
that's
that.
A fun fact.
You work in HR, Angelique.
Yes.
So, what's your opinion on this? How do you.
I agree, and probably my opinion may not be shared with all HR professionals, but I agree with you 150%. I think this political correctness is going way too far in workplaces. I'm all for fairness. I'm all for respect and a workplace that's free from discrimination and bullying. But if we're taking it down to this level, we're killing the care factor in organizations about people looking for out for one another. That's why, in many cases and workplaces, one of the reasons engagement is low, because people feel like they're a number. How do you think people are going to be feeling cared for and as individuals rather than numbers? It's by somebody saying, thank you for the job well done. You know, this looks good on you. You know, the personal touch.
That's so true,
rather
Angelique.
Than policies and procedures.
A truer word's never been spoken.
Thank you for that and hearing from you and you work in HR, Angelique, because it's bonding, banter and bonding in the workplace. If I get to go, Fev, Dad, you've never worn that colour before. It looks great on you.
Wore it on Friday.
Yeah, you do. I've actually
that's
worn that a
point.
Lot.
Yeah.
Well, I should be able to say that too. Could you wear some new shirts?
No, you can't say that.
You can't say. What are you saying? I stink.
We're in all sorts of trouble.
What are you saying?
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Like a lot of us, Fifi has moved most of her attention across to Instagram from Twitter, but she made the mistake of thinking there's no one left on Twitter. Fief, how's that all going for you? Just where are you at?
See, this is my problem. I haven't tweeted for a year. I decided I'm going to give this a red hot go for 24 hours and I'm going to attempt to try to tweet all day and reply to tweets. And see, I just got really carried away and busy with, we were just talking about political correctness gone wrong and I haven't looked at my Twitter and now I've got lots of messages to reply to.
She promised.
You've gone up. You've even gone up in followers.
Wow, look at that. It's Fifi underscore box. Could you please update your bio, the Fifi and the Fifi and Dave show? Could you just freshen that up?
For a while.
We love Dave, but that's not the name of the show.
Johnny just wrote, are you on Neighbours? We hope. Well, thank you for that. I appreciate that, Johnny. Amy's written, welcome back. Thanks, Amy. Now, I am going to try to get back to everyone today, and I'm going to try to tweet regularly.
Okay.
Oh, what should I do right now?
Well,
do you know what I'm going to tweet?
Your first tweets had 113 likes, 41 comments, and a few retweets. I'm back, bitches.
Oh, I regret that already.
No, I don't.
Don't
I
delete
love
it.
That.
Are you going to tweet?
I'm even going to retweet
language.
It.
Another tweet?
I just retweet.
Okay,
it.
I'll tweet something now. Do you know, honestly, how do you tweet again? Which is the button you press?
This is a disaster.
Where's the button to say I'm tweeting?
At Fifi underscore box.
Brennavol 25, if you want to have a bit of fun today.
It's the Fox.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Now let's move on to some actual content for the show. This is interesting. So show and tell. Now, I'm new to show and tell. So Trixie's just at three-year-old kinder at the moment and she's had show and tell this year.
It's a big thing.
It is a big thing. She brought home a show and tell bag and she had to put something in it to take and we had to discuss all evening what she was going to take because she wanted to take everything.
Yeah.
Now, this is happening, this is something that happened in another school. Now, the idea was that the child had to bring in something that started with the letter D. So this little kid has gone into kinder and brought with it a dead bird.
A what?
D a dead bird.
Dead.
So picked up a dead bird and took it into kinder.
What sort of school is this?
Now, well, honestly, the teacher, that's a tricky one because they did ask for something that started with D. They didn't expect the child to bring in a dead bird. Now, some people could say, oh, I think that's sweet. I think that's a child's interpretation and that's actually correct. There's nothing wrong with it.
If it was my kid's school, they just would have brought in Dad. I could have brought all the medals in.
Could
have brought everything in.
A couple of Coleman's in.
Your best show and tell ever.
It's fair to say that that's a little creepy. And this is sometimes a bit of fun on the radio. Now, when I say we're about to do our segment, Creepy Kids, we're not saying kids are creepy, but we're saying kids sometimes do creepy things. And here's an example. It's interesting because I think when little kids start understanding or hearing about dead things or killing, because Trixie, it might be games she's playing in the kinder or whatever, But there was a night, like a month or so ago, where I was lying in bed and she wanted to go and get a toy to bring to bed. And I'm like, okay, go and get a toy. And she came back and she brought two toys. And she said, Mummy, this one I'm taking to bed because this one over here is dead.
Ooh.
And I remember going, ugh, why? That's just graphic. Mm. Like that's, but it was creepy. I know, but in the moment it was this beautiful, my little angel just was going, this toy's dead.
Yeah, that is scary.
Trixie getting homeschooled now? Or?
No, no. You've got to let them out into the world and they're learning things. But I didn't know she knew, you know, I don't think she understands what it means.
It's amazing when they come up with things.
Isn't it?
And it's every day they will come home from school or kinder. And now my girls are getting older and it's like, wow, Lulu, how do you even know what that is?
Yeah, they're learning stuff. But it's the creepy stuff. Like, remember I told you that my nephew, when he was about 4'2", he turned around while watching
Walter Wolf.
No, this was Sonny Kyle. He turned around while we were watching Care Bears and just stared at me and
said,
went,
you're a witch.
You're dark heart. It was a creepy, creepy moment. There are those moments that could be in horror films when your kids are a little creepy, 13, 10, 60, maybe you've got examples of this.
What did Sonny say?
You're dark heart.
Jeez.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Now we are talking about kids when they get a bit creepy. I want to say... Well, kids are creepy, but kids do creepy things.
And Byron, that was creepy.
That was my horror sting, just to make it
sort
scarier.
It was like the Avengers movie just kicked in or something.
So,
but anyway, a kid turned up at Show and Tell on Show and Tell Day when they were required to bring in something starting with the letter D, and this particular child brought in a dead bird. Now, that is creepy. For the teacher in the room, you just go, ah! That's weird.
Yeah, it is. That was weird, what you just did then too.
Kids can be creepy. Claire in Point Cook. Hi, Claire.
Hi there.
Hey, Claire. Has one of your children been a bit creepy?
Well, I think we can safely say that both my children have been a bit creepy, but yes. one in particular sticks out for me is my little girl when she was about 3. She was holding her two babies by their legs. And I sort of said, oh, honey, that's not how you're supposed to hold them. You're supposed to cradle them and, you know. So she walked away, banged their heads against the wall, and then turned around and said, well, they're dead now, Mum.
Oh! What?
Ooh. And that's the first call. We've got more of these.
That's so... No, Trixie did something weird like that too.
Wow.
It's at age. They just start to... Oh, man. Okay,
wow.
Thanks
for
that, Claire.
What do you say back to that?
I don't know. Kim in Pakenham. Hi, Kim.
Hi, guys.
Kim, have one of your children been creepy?
Yes. When my daughter was 18 months. She was sitting on the couch and my husband went up to lay on the couch with her and she looked at him and said, I'm an old soul.
Oh.
Come out to the kitchen and he goes, I'm not going back in there.
Oh, wow. He was scared of his own daughter.
Yep.
18 months.
That's unbelievable.
I'm an old soul.
This is
that
horrifying.
Is scary.
Who brought this up?
I love this.
It's a speech idea.
Luke in Berwick. Hi, Luke.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good, Luke. Have you got an example of a creepy kid?
Oh, yeah. My daughter, who's just turned 6 the other day, when she was about 3, I believe, I woke up to my bedroom door opening middle of the night, and I was kind of sat up, and I'm like, is everything all right? And she's like, I want to watch you die.
Okay,
we're going to wrap the show.
It's just getting too much.
We never do that ever again.
That cook can never bring that back.
I hate scary
stuff.
That
was horrifying.
I literally hate scary stuff. I don't like it. I don't want to know about it. I don't want to watch that stupid movie, It, or whatever.
Yeah, I don't want to see that either. I don't like scary horror movies, but I found that fun.
That says a lot about you.
Even though they loved putting together that catch-up, Fifi, Fev and Byron wish they could be on holidays all the time. You could holiday every day. A championship golf course, pool, tennis courts, a bar and more. All in your backyard. MandalayLiving.com.au.